If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, into the 8 o'clock hour we go. So, Bill Belichick did his interview on Friday on Good Morning America with Michael Strahan. We played one little snippet of it at the end of the show because that's what was popping up on our timeline, where Strahan asked about Jordan Hudson, his girlfriend. I've got the entire exchange on the Jordan Hudson part of it. My takeaway on Friday was it was the very last question that Strahan asked. And essentially, he was just more or less checking to see if Belichick was happy more than anything else. And Belichick kind of said, I'm not going to talk about my personal relationships. However, as the internet will do, they only pulled out the part that feels the most sensational at the end, where Belichick just kind of ducks the question and whatnot. And it's a throwaway at the end. Here was the complete exchange with Strahan. This is him bringing up Jordan Hudson. So let's see if we feel any differently about this answer and this exchange here. This is important stuff. Michael Strahan and Bill Belichick on his girlfriend.
I know that a lot has been made also in a professional life, but also of your personal life, because it's spilled over into your professional life in a lot of ways. And a lot has been made about your relationship with Jordan Hudson. It's been getting a lot of attention. She isn't here this morning. But what do you think about all the attention that your relationship has been getting?
Yeah, well, she's been terrific, you know, through the whole process, and she's been very helpful to me. She does the business things that don't relate to North Carolina that come up in my life, so I can concentrate on football, and that's really what I want to do. You know, I acknowledged her in the book. She was very helpful on that with the tribute pages, and also given a perspective of the book from kind of a business side. You know, sometimes I get a little football technical, and so, you know, she did a good job of keeping me on balance there.
So what did Jordan mean to you?
Well, we have a good personal relationship, and you know, I'm not talking about personal relationships, Michael. You know that.
Okay, I know that, Coach. But I'm saying, are you happy?
Yeah.
You look happy.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see you doing yoga. Only happy people do yoga, Coach. Only happy people do yoga. Well, I know a lot's been made about all of this, and I just hope that the focus gets back on you and your. If you're happy, we're all happy for you.
I appreciate it, Michael.
And
thank
I wish you well at UNC. Good luck this year coaching and the art of winning.
You know
a lot about that. And I appreciate you being here this morning.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity. Thanks a lot.
All right, Coach.
Okay, this is the thing that when it comes to Belichick's family, that's where the UNC stuff is one thing, but the fact that the 24-year-old girlfriend is the guy that he feels safe entrusting his business affairs to, that would freak me the hell out. Because it's like, Dad, what are you doing? She went to school for cosmetology. She's 24 years old. Like, what on earth are you doing?
Yeah.
Saying, don't worry, she's not involved with the UNC football program. She's just handling the money side of things.
That's what
Who's
I
that now? No, my 24-year-old girlfriend, duh.
Now that's interesting, because it's a fair point. At a, you know, at a 30,000 foot level, that does sound like, what are you doing here? I do wonder if she's handling any of the money. You know, like, maybe the business side for him might be the PR for the book.
Yeah,
you know, handling publishers.
Which,
you know,
I would still say, again, she's 24 years old, and that's not her core business.
100%, but that's different than her being some, you know, being involved, like having access to all the accounts and things like that.
Yeah. If I'd found out she was a cosmetology major, but that actually then owned her own beauty shop or something, I'd be like, oh, okay, she understands a P&L. But I'm not so sure she understands a P&L.
I think that's probably fair. Now, I will say this, like that, we only played the exchange from the point where Strahan says, what does Jordan Hudson mean to you? And Belichick kind of hemmed and hawed about personal relationships. Are you happy? Yeah, like the last 40 seconds. It was different when you, like Belichick actually talking about her, expounding upon it a little bit, like softens the, what I felt was maybe a little softness on Strahan's part on Friday. Like
it wasn't a no comment.
Strahan is off the hook for me now. That was fine. Yeah. That was a fine exchange on Jordan Hudson there.
I think the whole thing there that's interesting, if they'd had more time to, you know, have a conversation about that, the interesting part now is that the business side and the athletic side is more intertwined now than it ever has been in college football.
Yeah.
And that's where I could see the break-in period with UNC being a little bit of, all right, how do we clarify where the lines are and where do we draw the lines? That there is a business side to this, there's a PR side to it, everything else, but the administration doesn't want Jordan Hudson involved in any of the actual official university business.
Yeah.
It could get messy and murky. If they were at a private school where they didn't have these right to information acts where people can go in and find these emails and everything.
Yep.
It probably wouldn't be nearly as scintillating,
yep.
I suppose.
Yep, probably so. All right, so we play that to for me, Strahan, you're off the hook. That was fine. Someone texting in, Michael coming in with a hard-hitting journalism. This was never going to be 60 minutes, you know, like where they're grilling Belichick. That Strahan did fine in that interview.
This is where it would worry me. In terms of if you're close to Belichick, is it just feels so much like Easterby was in Houston, where you've got this person that like, oh, they're taking care of all this hard stuff that I don't want to do. With Belichick and O'Brien, it very much felt like those guys realized that, okay, well, I've got a pretty hard edge and, you know, today's modern athlete and the youth might not really, I don't get them. So I'm going to bring in this guy who's a personality expert, or at least can sell himself as such. And he's going to handle all that stuff for me.
Yeah.
He'll help soften my edges and whatnot. It's sometimes when you want to hit the easy button and you choose the wrong person, it can go really, really haywire.
Yeah. North Carolina's must watch for me this season, man. They're up. I got to come up with that list. Like, Colorado must watch, just like the, you know, post Shadur and Travis Hunter. Like, can Dion keep it going with no Shadur, no Travis Hunter? North Carolina, way up the list of teams to watch for me this year, just out of curiosity to see. They would be, even if Jordan Hudson didn't exist. Like, Belichick operating in the college world is super interesting to me, like how this works out in North Carolina.
What's success for them this year? If they got 10 wins, that would be a huge stat. That's
huge.
Basically what they've said is they want to be a team that can perennially get 10 plus wins.
It'd be huge. Like, can you imagine, like, if Belichick has this team in the conversation for an ACC title game appearance, that means by proxy they're in the conversation for the college football playoff, you know?
Their expected win total right now is 7.5 wins.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's...
Did you go the over on it right now?
I would
doing
go...
With all your deep dive research in UNC football?
Yeah, I would go the over on that right now. I don't think it's a great conference, and I think Belichick is going to see the game. Even Belichick at half speed is going to see the game. Like, Belichick against Dabo Swinney, sitting those two down at a chess table with each other, Belichick will have checkmate in 45 seconds.
Well, this is where he has an advantage. The same way Harbaugh at Stanford turned a perceived weakness into a strength.
Yeah.
What Harbaugh would say is, look, we're not going to be able to recruit the same types of athletes because of the academic standards.
Yeah.
But the guys that we do have, you can expect a higher level of performance and maturity, et cetera, out of like your standard freshman class that you recruit. So, and he ran a very professional program at Stanford and they did really well. So I think if you're going to run an NFL style program, a place with more academically selective admissions is the right place to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll probably get above and beyond what the recruiting stars tell you they would. So I would take the over on it.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, actually becoming a championship caliber team or something, that's a whole other ballpark.
Okay. 8-4 gets you your over. That's cool. Dave Portnoy is the founder of Barstool, and it's a tremendous success story. Built a local brand up in Boston into a literally like a hundreds of millions of dollars industry. He's very, very successful. He's also divorced. Don't know when he got divorced, back in the day. But Dave Portnoy sat down with Shannon Sharp on the Club Shay Shay podcast, And Portnoy revealed, now keep in mind, this is somebody who's worth literally nine figures, Dave Portnoy, revealed something that anybody who's been through a divorce probably side-eyed the hell out of this clip right here. His ex-wife has access to his bank accounts.
Hold on. Is it true your ex-wife have access to your bank account?
Yeah. I told you, I trust her implicitly.
I beg your pardon?
Implicitly, I trust her. If she wanted to take it, she could. There's very few people that you meet where you can trust implicitly. And to be honest, she was there when we were living at the in-laws' house. She was there when we couldn't afford a hamburger. She was there through the grind. She, to me, just like we kind of separated when we started making it.
Right.
So she doesn't get to enjoy any of that.
Right.
To me, that's not right.
Wow.
Hey, I'm a loyalty guy.
You are a boy. You long to the song for real.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know too many people doing that.
I know it surprises people. But she could have, if she wanted to do something with it, she could have done with it a long time ago.
Okay. So she's got access to those tens of millions of dollars in Dave Portnoy's bank account. So.
All right, this is a question that I had the entire time, and I didn't watch the full interview. I watched like the 2 minutes on social media. Maybe at some point Shannon asked this question. Most people who, remember, he sold the company for $500 million, then bought it back for $1.
Yeah.
Well, it's still a very viable company and still making
still
a whole lot of money.
Great, yeah.
So he's got a big, most people who have hundreds of millions of dollars don't have one bank account. So I think that they have a shared account and that she's involved with it, obviously. I'm skeptical that she's got access to all of his brokerage accounts and whatnot.
Right, right, right. Can she change the composition of his portfolio?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think there's a spending account. There's a check. She might have access to the money market checking account or something, but I'm skeptical that she's got access to all of his money.
Yeah, I can just tell you, like that what he said and the decision he's made is a way easier decision to make when you've got all that money in the bank. Like, yeah, sure, no problem. You're like, again, if you, like you said, if you partition it off properly.
I think at the very least, though, and credit to Portnoy, he didn't come right out and say it in the clips I saw, but I mean, he's saying everything but saying, look, I screwed the marriage up. It wasn't me. You know, like play the next clip.
Yeah, here we go. You can tell there's no real limit on the financial help that he'd give.
Is she married?
She's dating somebody, boyfriend.
Are you cool with that?
Yeah. I want her to be happy. It's true.
But then she can't get no more access, Dave. She got to cut off, cut a little.
I won't even notice if it's gone.
You mean to tell me she might.
I mean, if she takes it all.
No. But she might take, like, you know what? I'm going to have this extravagant wedding. I'm going to spend, you know, $500,000 on a wedding. You cool with?
Yes. 100%. 100%.
Lord have mercy. What did you learn during that marriage about yourself?
She's still my best friend. Like, we get along
better as friends than.
Yeah, but she was with me at the beginning of this company. And, like, if she called me right now, it's like, I need you, I'd be there.
All right, so I Googled one other thing as we're listening to this. And, again, I'm the one on this show who's been through a divorce before. And I get along great.
Yeah.
I get along great with my ex-wife. You know, whatever issues we had, certainly money was probably part of it at some point. You know, but I'm not even close to the stratosphere Portnoy is in. I Googled, does Dave Portnoy have kids? No, Dave Portnoy does not have children. He has publicly stated that his experience with children, particularly annoying kids, has reinforced his decision not to have any. This is AI informing me of this. He's also mentioned that his estranged wife, Renee Portnoy, still has access to his finances due to their amicable split, further indicating that they do not have children.
This is like 100% if you think about the timeline of it all. And he basically, at one other point, he said, like, you know, it was when things blew up big that the marriage went south.
Yeah.
Portnoy's off going to all these different parties and everything. You can just imagine probably what life was like for him. And she, like, may have stayed the exact same person and still loves Dave Portnoy, but obviously the marriage isn't going to work out. I get it. I don't, I'm not nearly as shocked as Shannon Sharp. I guess I would have to know. I'm skeptical that she has complete access to all the money, but Portnoy does kind of sound like she does have access to all the money.
Portnoy sounds like a guy who's got a few hundred million bucks and it's like, yeah, cool. Like, here's $500,000. Did you see the thing with him? The kids that had that sign at his bar in Philadelphia. It was like an anti-Semitic sign.
And
it turned into a big deal. Like, it's turned into a much bigger deal. He was ready to send those kids over to Auschwitz to educate them on, like he was ready to pay for their trip over there as, like, you know, instead of me embarrassing you, I'm going to send you over here and pay for the trip, that kind of thing. Like, he just...
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not at the spot where I can start pointing to the nobility of Dave Portnoy.
I'm not even calling him noble. Yeah. I'm just saying... Right. I'm not saying... You know, to be clear, yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm talking about, like... Like, he's just like, yeah, it's going to cost $20,000 to send these kids, whatever it is. Like,
You know, the most surprising part of that entire exchange, honestly, to me, was Shannon Sharpe saying, she's got a boyfriend, and you're cool with that? I'm like, well, yeah. Like, dude, how psychotic do you want me to be?
Yeah.
She left me after I was off doing whatever. We broke up. Yeah, at some point she's going to get a boyfriend. I'm concerned about Shannon's view of relationships. Obviously, the bank account stuff is that's a pretty extreme thing. But, like, yeah, she's going to have a boyfriend at some point if you get divorced. And it's a much healthier place to be cool with her having a boyfriend.
100%. No,
I mean, you're not controlling her evil head games? What are you not doing? Why? What are you doing here, Dave?
No. And I want to be very clear about something when I bring up the kids, because both my sons listen to this show.
Yeah.
I don't bring that up because the kids are the reason you get a divorce. The kids are they're in any way, like, causing all this. I'm just saying, like, it makes it a much more complicated relationship when you've got kids involved with it to keep it from getting contentious at times and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's all I'm saying there. James and Sammy, if you're listening, you're at no fault here. I just want you to know that, okay?
It does show, I'm intrigued by their relationship now. I'm surprised he hasn't turned it into some kind of a reality video series on
now.
Social media channels. Or
Let's see, zero chance text message, zero chance my ex has access to one penny of mine. I think that's how most guys feel. Again, Portnoy's got a few $100 million. He can be a little more loose with the purse strings. Someone points out Shannon Sharpe giving woman advice. Okay.
I know. Yeah. It sounds very, very unique, but I get it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I'm just trying to think of it. If somehow, like, Brandy and I have been married for 23 years now.
Yep.
If something happened and we got divorced, I can't imagine it being because of anything she did. It would have been me, like, I don't know, the CTE takes hold or something.
Yeah.
And I would.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Very much trust her. But now when another guy gets involved, that's where it does get. If all of a sudden she gets married or something, then all of a sudden it's him having access to my bank account.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where it gets dicey.
Oh, yeah. You know? No, I got to vet that guy. I got to sit down with him. I got to vibe him out.
So for Shannon, that might have been the perspective he was looking at it.
That's what I thought.
Okay, wait a second. Now this guy's got access to your money. If she gets married, this guy, by extension of your wife, has access to your money.
That's what I thought because, again, we divided those two clips up. Keep in mind, the beginning of that second clip happened 2 seconds after Portnoy said all this stuff. Yeah. Curious what people think about this, man. F Barstool, F Dave Portnoy. Okay. Well, there you go. That's how one person feels about it. Yeah.
You know who was really super cool with his exes? Remember, bought Ben Affleck a car for a wedding present when he married J-Lo? Diddy. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Diddy.
So Portnoy and Diddy. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Similar.
Same guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Similar public presentation of how they treat their exes. Yeah.
All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. All right. Let's circle back to the Astros. Joe Espada on a big team win yesterday. Things we liked, things we didn't like about this series, and the latest in a long line, unfortunately, of Tommy John surgeries. How are we feeling about the Kyle Tucker trade now? We'll get into all that. Nice Astros segment coming up next. All right, I'm going to get to the Astros here. What are they doing? This damn TV is such a distraction sometimes. On Get Up right now, they're asking, is the Detroit Lions Super Bowl window closed?
Oh, what? Oh no.
What? They were 15-2 last year. What are you talking about? I can't hear it. I don't have it turned up. You know, we're doing a radio show and whatnot, but like, man.
That might be a Ben Johnson question.
Maybe.
Yeah,
they lost
Ben Johnson, their offensive
Aaron
coordinator,
Glenn.
Goes, he's a head coach of the Bears now. Maybe that's how much of he, like, Ben Johnson did with Jared Goff what Sean McVay thought was impossible.
Yeah.
So you can't underestimate perhaps his influence, obviously, and how good they've been.
I hate that you've justified what looked to be a stupid question to me. That's a good job by you, though. That is a good angle. Dan Campbell losing both of his coordinators. That is a thing, for sure. Astros win yesterday, 4-3. They beat the Rangers. They're able to hang around in this game. Framber Valdez is able to weather a storm in the middle innings there, 3-run storm. He ends up giving you 7 innings, which is great, 8 strikeouts. Isak Paredes with the big knock, a 3-run home run. Late in the game to give the Astros a lead that they would hold on to. Josh Hader, excellent. Again, he's 11 for 11 on save opportunities this year. Joe Espada, who was ejected early in this game, arguing balls and strikes after the game, saying, good team win.
How proud I am about our team. You know, great teams, they never give up. They play 27 outs. They never stop leaning on one another. You fight till the end, and that's another comeback win. We are never out of a game. And I commend our players for being so good, staying in that fight, and Framber Valdez for keeping us in the game. That's a big win. That's a team win.
Okay. I agree with other than the part, like, we're never out of a game. Like, your offense isn't that good yet. Like, you were down 5-1 the other night, and it felt like you were out of that game. But his overall point I agree with, which is this is a team that has shown some fight, at least, in some of these games where they've been trailing late. Of recently, you know.
I think, and Framber yesterday had a really good game, other than the fourth inning where they weren't hard hits or anything. They were just all in the gaps, and he reeled it in, ends up going deep into the game for you, allowing 3 runs and enough to help the Astros win, obviously. I feel a lot. It's weird, even if with Wisniewski going on the IL with a Tommy John surgery, with a UCL injury, I feel better about the starting pitcher, the sum total of it, once Arrigetti comes back.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes just Blanco. I think Blanco being average to slightly above average major league pitcher, probably.
Yeah.
In any given season, I think right now I'm expecting him to be a high 3, round 4 ERA type of guy. Which is fine if he's 1 of 5, as long as you've got a couple of studs there at the beginning of the rotation in Framber and Hunter Brown. Lance McCullers took a step forward. He's still trying to figure out what his pitch selection is, this version of Lance McCullers is going to be, but that was light years ahead of what we saw in his second appearance.
Yeah, they are this 17-game stretch that they're playing right now without an off day. They are 10 games into it right now. And they've gotten 3 8-inning starts and a 7-inning start. Now, 2 of those are Framber Valdez, but still, So, you know, the disastrous one with Lance was the second game of this set. That's been the only real one that's been, you know, Lance only giving you four innings. That's something you can at least plan for a little bit. Like, you just don't count on Lance when he's healthy giving you six. Yeah,
yeah, they had Gusto ready to go in case he couldn't even go four innings. Gusto was going to be there for long relief.
Yeah, so you can plan for that a little bit. It's the ones that you can't. It's the Lance only going a third of an inning. It's Gusto getting knocked out in the second inning. Like, those are the ones that kind of knock you off kilter when it comes to your usage of other guys. So this has been good. Like, Framber giving you seven. The most important thing is you won the game. The second most important thing that happened in that game was Framber Valdez eating up seven innings. And then you hand it over to the cookie cutter stuff. You know, it's Brian Abreu in the eighth, Josh Hader in the ninth, and you seal what is a, you know, pretty important win. You're 24-22 now, and you're still hanging around in the AL West. So that was good yesterday. That was really good to see. I think if you're starting five, I know they're in a six-man rotation right now. Like, if Arrigetti comes back, you can win the division with a five-man rotation that is Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, Spencer Arrigetti, Ronel Blanco, and whatever it is Lance McCullers ends up becoming here, hopefully. Hopefully what we saw on Friday, when they won 6-2, he pitched that game. Hopefully that's a sign of progress. Like, if Lance McCullers turns into a guy who gives you five solid innings every time out and he's your fourth or fifth starter, then you can survive with that heading down the stretch here.
And if when Christian Javier is going to come back at some point, and he did threw off the mound a few days ago, it might come back sometime midseason, and that gives you more options there, depending on how they use them. Because the bullpen's been magnificent. Josh Hader is undefeated in save situations.
Yeah.
That part, like in the second half, once they get to the midpoint of the season, can they really just transform into a lights out pitching staff, or just a team that can really ride its pitching? And as you get, hopefully, a better version of Altuve and a better version of Yordan, yeah, things can round into form.
I get what you're saying about Javier. Just me personally, like, I just can't. We've had such nightmares with the Tommy John guys and all the fits and starts that they've had and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, like Luis Garcia, Lance. I mean, you know, like Lance getting back, he was gone for 2.5 years. I know this time around wasn't Tommy John, but it was an elbow. It was some sort of elbow reconstruction going on with him. Jose Urquidy's not even with the organization anymore. Unfortunately for Javier, I'm painting him with the same brush that I'm viewing those guys right now, which is, I just feel like there's going to be some sort of interruption with Javier's comeback here.
Because we talked about this earlier, that Astros have had a boatload of Tommy John surgeries in the last few years. On average, it's anywhere from, you know, in the last few years, anywhere from like 19 to 27 total Tommy John surgeries of major league pitchers. So obviously in the Astros having multiple, they're above average. I hesitate to say, well, the Astros are doing something wrong, just because a third of all major league pitchers have had Tommy John surgery at some point in their life.
Wow.
So like it's become increasingly common, and sometimes it's just bad dumb luck that's how it happens. They got a bad spate of luck. I hope that's what it is.
Yep.
And that it's not something systemic with the way they either handle their pitchers or how they rehab their UCLs. But it is above average.
Yeah.
It's above average of even the last few years.
Yeah, and it's just so weird. Like, the timing is always very similar. We've had four of them in the last 2 years. They all feel like they happened in May and June. Now, Wisniewski doesn't have a track record with the Astros organization like the other guys did. You know, he doesn't have a usage track record that takes you through the minor leagues, and, you know, the innings start to pile up and things like that. Wisniewski, you know, his background is with the Cubs, but still, it's very frustrating. Text message: after all these guys come back healthy, how long before McCullers goes to the bullpen? I don't think he's going to the bullpen, guys.
I'm 100% giving up that option. I mean, his comments when he came back, and Lance has always been really defiant in the past when asked that question. He gave a more thought out explanation of it this time around, or at least than what you sometimes hear from him, which is basically that, like, it's just not as simple as becoming a reliever. Like, everything's different. The process is different. And for a guy that, for a guy that has had all these injury issues, it's not like it's easy to be a reliever and be available every night, that for him to change everything up isn't necessarily like the – in your mind you think, oh, yeah, it's simple. Make him a reliever. It'll be easier on him, and he won't get injured as often. It's just – it's not quite that simple.
Right.
It's physically taxing no matter which way you cut it.
Yep. And I think Lance needs to be a creature of routine and habit is the sense that I get. And you can get into some sort of rhythm being a starting pitcher.
Things that I hated from this series, Sean.
Yeah.
I'll give you the things I hated. Number one, Adolis Garcia making so many really impressive catches in the outfield.
Really good. Even the ones that should have been easy that he made look hard. Like, I forget who hit a deep
one. That one at the wall by, I think it was Yiner.
It was Yiner.
That little nook in right field. Yeah,
somebody hit that.
Right,
center field. That was very frustrating.
Yeah, that was frustrating. Yeah, he had to adjust to it at the last minute, so it made it look way harder than it actually was, but it was still impressive.
Yeah.
I wish he had, you know, when everybody was speculating he was on steroids a few years ago because his neck was so huge, I wish he had done the old just bulked up way too much to be athletic. The umps in general, just whoever was behind home plate on any given night.
Yeah.
Espada ends up getting ejected in the fourth game of the series. He might have been better served if he had gotten ejected earlier in the series when the calls were just as bad. Just because yesterday, Fromber was getting some beneficial calls at the bottom of the zone or out of the zone. He had a few pretty egregious balls called strikes, and it sure felt like the strike zone tightened up after that.
Yep.
And he wasn't getting those generous calls. Ultimately, it all worked out.
What else did you hate?
The Rangers pitching staff being
so
good.
I hate them too, yeah.
That really bothered me. Evaldi's 36 years old and pitching than he ever has, pitching as well as he ever has in his entire
career.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, he's.
And I don't like being able to, and multiple guys on that team are just overperforming. And that's our dojo, man. That's the Astros dojo. Don't steal our gimmick.
Stop
okay?
infringing on our gimmick. Yes.
I didn't like the multiple explanations about how easy it is for a pitcher to get into a groove when all you're facing is righties in a lineup.
No, we'll get used to that.
Jordan's coming back, Sean.
They'll have
1.5 lefties in the lineup.
But even with Jordan in the lineup, they're still so righty heavy, man. It's just that's tough. I didn't get to see the game on Roku. I was listening to the game, driving around, running errands. What did you think? How did the combined booth of Dave Raymond and Jeff Blum do for you?
I liked it. I thought that Dave Raymond, it was kind of cool that those two have a history, or you know, because Raymond was in Houston as a broadcaster for about, 8 years or so?
Yeah, a long time,
And they were, you know, he went to Stanford and Berkeley, and Blum went to Cal, so it was a little bit of nerd rivalry there from Northern California.
Right.
But I did enjoy Dave Raymond kind of quizzing Blum about his career. You see it, I think, and I always enjoy when another play-by-play gets paired with an athlete that he hasn't been with before, because you get a little bit more, it doesn't feel like Blum's trying to bring up his own stories or anything.
Yeah.
Like, it just, there was some good organic stuff there. I didn't like Raymond really trying not to mention the no-hitter. Even though I thought I hadn't caught Blum talking about the no-hitter, but our list.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listeners corrected me earlier on with this. Blum had been bringing it up. I guess I just wasn't paying close enough attention. But that I don't know. It bothered me. It bothered me that I was listening to the Rangers play-by-play guy, even though I felt like he was pretty even-handed throughout the broadcast.
Yeah, this needs to be these Roku things need to be a little less biased. They need to meet in the middle a little bit. Now, if they're gonna do that, then that
that was unbiased. They were
no. Dave Raymond not mentioning the no hitter. That's biased. Oh, him not mentioning the no hitter.
I don't know. Well, national broadcasters do that too.
That was what I was gonna say after that was like, what's the MO? I don't watch enough national baseball games to know what the MO is these days for neutral broadcasters to mention it or not. It's a silly thing. It's so dumb.
But it's one of those things where so many people are just passionately adamant about it
that
I don't get bent out of shape. Like I have no qualms about mentioning a no-hitter, but I figure if people are going to, if that's what they're leaning into, it's not like they're, burning books on the front lawn of the library or something. Like, all right, I'll stick with whatever their superstition is.
Great question on the text page. What's more likely come October if the Astros make the playoffs, Lance to the bullpen or Lance off the playoff roster?
Lance off the playoff roster, I think would be more likely. I don't think he's going to be in the bullpen.
No, I think
the closest you get to that is if he ends up being used kind of like an opener.
Yeah, maybe, right. And that's, which is not the bullpen. You know, that's an opener. You know, like bullpen is you got to be ready. You know, but opener, at least you got to, you know when you're going. You know, there's a rhythm to it. I'm with you. I think it's off. If he's bad enough to where there's a conversation about it, he's off the playoff roster. You know?
Yeah. So. Well, no, and, you know, even when the Astros, back when they were using piggyback starters really effectively in the playoffs, mm-hmm. I think that, again, given everything that they talked about as, like, how it can be stressful to your body when you're not used to it, I don't think if they're going to piggyback him in the playoffs, it's going to be with him as the opener.
Oh, like of
Gusto,
course.
Gusto is the second guy.
Yes, 100%. So, yeah, off the playoff roster is the answer to that one. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, Brock Purdy got $53 million a year, average annual value on Friday on his new contract extension. If Purdy got $53 million, I saw a lot of Texan fans talking about this. If Purdy got $53 million, what would C.J. Stroud be worth if he has a good season and gets a contract extension next year? That is coming up next. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday. Friday afternoon, I don't know if this is meant to be a Friday news dump or not. It's good news for the Purdy family, though. Brock Purdy got a new deal. 5 years, $265 million, $181 million guaranteed. That's the headline. You know, the devil's always in the details. But the fact of the matter is the way most of these contracts get measured in the public forum is just who's making the most per year? And Brock Purdy, 5 years, $265 million, which average annual value is identical to Tua Tagovailoa, $53 million. A little bit behind Jordan Love, Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, who are all in that $55 million club. Dak Prescott is on his own planet right now at $60 million a year. You can thank Jerry Jones for that. So Brock Purdy ends up landing in the neighborhood. He lands in the neighborhood of all the top guys.
It really comes down to how much is the actual guarantee. Cause you know, like Jordan Love's in that neighborhood too, but Jordan Love has the second highest. I mean, he's tied for second at $55 million per year, but his guarantee was much, much lower than all the other quarterbacks other than Tua Tagovailoa. So if Brock Purdy gets about $100 million guaranteed, then that's a Tua contract. If he gets $140 million guaranteed, that's about what Trevor Lawrence got.
Yeah.
So they're all right there in that $55 million neighborhood. It's just a matter of how much is actually guaranteed.
What do you think CJ ends up? What neighborhood does he end up in?
I think CJ gets something like the Trevor Lawrence contract adjusted for inflation.
So
$55 million a year, so it ends up being like $57 million a year or something. Okay. And with like over $140 million guaranteed.
You don't think he ends up touching Dak at $60 million, huh?
I don't know. With Dax, there's so much extra wrapped into those Cowboys contracts.
I'm just trying to think about who the agent is that it's involved. And
Because it's David Mulligetta as his agent.
Yeah,
he's done a really good job. I think he's now, like, if you put, okay, Brock Purdy, it makes sense if you lump him into the Jordan Love and Tua Tagovailoa category. Jordan Love, they gave him that contract before he'd had a boatload of starting experience.
Yeah.
So I feel like Brock Purdy's got more of that. And he ended up getting – it looks like he's going to get more guaranteed money. With Tua Tagovailoa, the injury concerns are very, very real.
Mm-hmm.
And just how long is he going to play and will he live to the rest to see the end of this contract?
Yeah, concussions have been a big issue for him for
sure. So I don't – like – and I think – so I think CJ has already demonstrated that I don't think the injuries are going to be a concern. He's got more of a track record than Jordan Love. So it's just a matter of, are you going to feel better about him genuinely than Brock Purdy as a quarterback? And I feel like I would think the Texans actually have more faith in the upside of CJ Stroud than the 49ers actually do about the upside of Brock Purdy.
I think the Niners would trade Brock Purdy for CJ Stroud in a heartbeat, you know.
So with the Trevor Lawrence contract, which is a lot closer to those genuine, like his contract is a lot closer to Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
And it's very similar. It's basically Joe Burrow's contract except 1 year later. But Trevor Lawrence hasn't done nearly what Joe Burrow's done as a quarterback. That's where I think Trevor Lawrence is the low bar for what CJ Stroud does.
I agree.
I think the Jaguars, whether they should or should not, they believed in Trevor Lawrence and the upside. I think the Texans believe in the upside of CJ Stroud.
And you and I are having this conversation with the assumption that CJ Stroud has a season in 2025 where he's worthy of this conversation. And I think he will. I think I think if he does something that's, even if it's a blend of what he was last year and in his rookie year statistically, I think he's going to be in the conversation to exceed Trevor Lawrence. I think he might even skew. I think average annual value, Seth, I think he might skew towards Dak. And here's why, is that I'm just going by the behavior of the Texans with some of these extensions we're starting to see. Nick Caserio was not afraid to make Derek Stingley the highest paid cornerback by a fairly substantial margin with mostly guaranteed money on a short-term deal. I could see, and you know, when Deshaun did his deal, it was a shorter deal for quarterbacks, and David Mulligetta was his agent. He did the deal he did with the Browns, they were going to fully guarantee everything, so you get as much as you can. I could see CJ's deal being something like $60 million a year or $60.1 million a year, but it's only for 3 or 4 years, and it's mostly guaranteed.
Yeah.
You know, like the deluxe Kirk Cousins deal from Minnesota a few years back.
The salary might end up being Dak's salary, but almost all of it guaranteed.
And a shorter-term deal.
One shorter,
yeah.
That's been Caserio, what he likes to do. This is what the players like. Mulligetta will like it because he gets to say that I got the biggest guarantee other than Deshaun Watson's contract.
Yeah, which I also did.
Which I also got,
Yeah,
so I think that's very, very possible.
Yeah.
Just remember, I mean, the total guarantees, Deshaun still blows everybody out of the water.
Yeah.
For actual guarantees, the highest of anybody on this list other than Deshaun Watson is $147 million to Josh Allen. And Josh has got a six-year deal now. Because when he redid it, it's 6 years. It's really, really long. So that's the highest total guarantees of any of these quarterback contracts. Deshaun's was $230 million guaranteed.
I thought Dak's contract, and these guarantees get a little sketchy because some of it's guaranteed for injury, some of it's just, you know, like de facto guarantees, all these things.
The way SpotTrack handles it, yeah. At least, they say that he got $129 million guaranteed at signing.
Dak
so
did.
Whatever that's worth.
Yeah.
His practical guarantee, which is, okay, the amount of money that they'll make before it would be even mathematically possible to do something with him is $231 million. So his practical guarantee is as high as Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
So it's not... we're already going too.
No, it's too nerdy. I get it. It's just the people are getting into the neighborhood, but the overall point is Deshaun's was just like guaranteed. Here you go. You know,
Josh Allen's practical guarantee is $250 million.
Yeah.
So that's probably, we should probably go by the practical guarantee.
Yeah.
So does Deshaun get? Does C.J. Stroud get $250 million as over the course of three seasons?
No.
Not over the course of three seasons.
Yeah.
But with the extension, I don't think so.
I don't think
he goes that. It's not Josh Allen. He hasn't done what Dak Prescott's done yet. I think it's something like Trevor Lawrence's, but maybe just with more total guarantees.
The overall point, the question that we came into this segment with is, if Brock Purdy got $53 million, then how much is CJ Stroud gonna get? And I think you touched on it, which is, no disrespect to Brock Purdy, and he deserves the money, sure. And if San Francisco, because you deserve whatever someone's willing to pay you, so they're willing to pay him. But CJ Stroud, if you were on the open market, I think 32 teams would be taking CJ Stroud ahead of Brock Purdy. So he's like the $53 million Brock got. Yeah, if CJ has a good year, and Nick ain't afraid to reset the market, man.
That is so much money. God, I wish I'd been a really good NFL quarterback.
Me too.
I'm just looking at the practical guarantees of all these top ones, and it's $250 million, man.
Yeah.
Like Josh Allen's, that's $250 million.
Yeah.
And he's already made a bunch of money.
It's crazy, yeah.
Kids, if there's any career advice I can give you, it's throw everything you have into being a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Everything.
Don't listen to anybody who says anything otherwise. Backup plans are for losers.
All of you. You little girls on your way to ballet right now, trade in your slippers for a pair of shoulder pads. It pays really
kids,
well.
Kids, I know your generation doesn't get sarcasm. That is sarcasm I just gave you. Do the exact opposite of what I said. Maybe just focus on your violin lessons before you focus on being a starting quarterback.
Yes.
Okay.
Text message. If CJ throws another year of 20-something TDs, they're not giving him $60 million, you know, meaning that he has to throw 30 touchdown passes, Texter? Is that what it is? I don't know.
If they're not going to give him what?
$60 million a year. I think with the text, if he only throws 20 touchdown passes.
Right, yeah. $60 million a year, it would be if he has what you think he's capable of.
Correct.
If he has one of the top quarterback performances, then, okay, that's the more fun hypothetical.
Yeah.
If CJ Stroud is an all-pro quarterback this year, Is he getting $60 million a year?
100%.
Okay.
100%.
All right. That's what I'm personally invested in now. CJ's financial goals are aligned with my goals as a football fan,
yep.
Which is I desperately need CJ Stroud to earn himself a $60 million per year
contract. It would be great. It would be a fun fall for us, too. That's for sure.
Can we do let's create one of those kind of graphics or signs like they do with charities when we get how close are we to our goal?
We can
start CJ out at like $51 million per year.
Right.
Like, because that's probably, like, even if he has a bad performance, he'll probably make at least $51 million per year, and then we'll just keep creeping it out
after each game. And it's like a picture of a bucket, and you're dumping money into the bucket each week that he has. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. All right, 9 o'clock hour is here. League meetings are this week. Two big proposals getting voted on this week. For one of them, they use the Texans as an example as to why they need to change this rule. We will tell you which one it is coming up next.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.